USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for a replacement to the North American Free Trade Agreement, a new trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada.
The USMCA is also a tremendous victory for, in particular, farmers, because we have had such support. To help dairy farmers right here in Wisconsin, the USMCA stops unfair trade barriers from Canada.
Trump in 2016 became the first Republican to win Wisconsin since Ronald Reagan in 1984. Barry is expected to touch down into Louisiana Saturday as residents prepare for the impact. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy has a message for the residents of New Orleans and the surrounding area.
Don't be stuck on stupid. Get out. If you feel at all at risk.
10 to 20 inches or more expected through Sunday in parts of Louisiana and maybe Mississippi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrats in Connecticut have vowed to do whatever they can to protect immigrants in their state as ICE agents prepare to fan out across the country and arrest illegal immigrants with deportation orders. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal told CNN this effort is an extension of the president's family separation policy because it'll take away breadwinners.
This policy can be summarized in two words: fear and cruelty. From the very start, this administration has embarked on a policy of fear and cruelty.
The raids are expected to start Sunday in at least 10 cities over several days. The House has overwhelmingly approved a bill ensuring that the Victims' Compensation Fund for the September 11 attacks never runs out of money. First responder John Feel says he wants the rest of the Senate to support the bill immediately.
There's 27 members of the Senate that aren't on board. So I am giving you the next week to get on board, or we're going to make your life miserable.
The Senate expected to vote next month. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta resigns amid scrutiny that he, as the U.S. Attorney in Miami, oversaw a 2008 no-prosecution agreement with hedge fund manager Jeffrey Epstein, who recently pleaded not guilty to one count of sex trafficking of minors and one count of conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking of minors. The outgoing Labor Secretary discussed the issue outside the White House while standing alongside President Trump.
I have seen coverage of this case that is over 12 years old, that has input and vetting at multiple levels of the Department of Justice. And as I look forward, I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today. And so I called the president this morning. I told him that I thought the right thing was to step aside.
Trump named Deputy Labor Secretary Patrick Pezzella as the acting Secretary of Labor. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has an update on the case of a man caught carrying cans of gasoline into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York a few months ago.
Prosecutors say the man is unfit to stand trial. Attempted arson charges against Mark Lamparello have now been put on hold as the former Lehman College professor is being treated at a mental health facility. Prosecutors say Lamparello was intent on burning down St. Patrick's Cathedral. The incident came last April, just days after the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, France, was badly damaged in a fire.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.